daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we hear from Katie Beadle Rice. Katie is a catechist and a writer who lives with her husband and three children in Boise, Idaho. Her preaching is entitled, Jesus the Storyteller.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, and yet, when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. He spoke to them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. There are many names that Jesus goes by in the Gospels. He is known as Emmanuel, Christ, Son of God, Son of Man, Master, Logos, Son of David, Light of the World, and Rabbi. From today's gospel, we might add another title, storyteller. Not just any storyteller, either. Jesus tells a particular genre of stories, known as parables. Jesus spoke to his first listeners and continues to speak to us today in simple images that invite us into the great mystery of the kingdom of heaven. Parables were not unknown in the Jewish world. Amy Jill Levine, a Jewish scholar of the New Testament, tells us, at the time of Jesus, parables would have been told at home in the evening after dinner, or in the workshops in the fields and the synagogues. Though familiar, parables in Jesus' culture were not meant to be entertaining children's stories or moralistic fables. Instead, Jesus' first listeners would have known, Levine tells us, that parables and the tellers of parables were there to prompt them to see the world in a different way, to challenge, and at times to indict. Jesus begins each parable by saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like." It is important for us to remember that this mystery that Jesus speaks about, the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, cannot be reduced down to just one image. It is a mystery so vast and incomprehensible as to require a multiplicity of similes to explore as we grapple with what it might mean. Unlike proclamations or definitions, which can be passively received, teaching through parables requires active participation on the part of the listener. In the parables, answers and insights aren't doled out in neatly packaged portions. Instead, we have to work for them. What might be the meaning for us today as we listen again to the familiar words of the parables of the mustard seed and the leaven? Both speak of a slow, silent growth and transformation into something new. Almost in secret, a seed is planted in the ground and then cracks open to allow a sprout of new life to take hold in the soil. By the time the tiniest green shoot is visible to a passing human, a vast system of roots has already firmly established itself below ground. Nourished by the roots, the plant grows and grows, day by day transforming itself into something that can bring forth fruit and offer shelter. What might this everyday transformation tell us about the kingdom of heaven's origin, growth, and ultimate purpose? The vast majority of Jesus' parables deal with everyday occurrences, such as a merchant buying pearls, a woman searching for a coin, or a traveler in need of help. Instead of pointing to the fantastical, Jesus calls attention to reality. As he tells the crowds in Luke's gospel, "The kingdom of God is in your midst." In order to live in this kingdom, we need only eyes to see it and ears to hear. A close reading of the parable of the leaven does include something out of the ordinary, however, the amount of flour the woman is using. 3 measures of wheat flour would have been enough to feed 100 people. And yet, the yeast has the power to cause this flour to change and grow and become something that is nourishing for others. Again, we can ask, what does Jesus want to tell us about the kingdom of God through this parable? To enter into a parable, one must be willing to let go of the security offered by answers and definitions. There is no one right response to the parables, no magical key that will unlock all of their fruits for us. Each year in the daily and Sunday readings, we are invited to sit at the feet of Jesus, the storyteller, and to consider, what does this living word have to teach us today, at this time in history, at this moment in my life? What might we discover if we dared to open ourselves to the incomprehensible mystery of the kingdom of heaven by dwelling with the images Jesus gives us? Perhaps, like the seeds of mustard and the yeast hidden within the flour, we will also experience transformation and growth. Perhaps we will discover the kingdom of God in our midst. Thank you.